On the Longview today, we set our sights across the Pacific to Portland, Oregon, which has been locked in protests for weeks. And in the headlines today, our political analyst Neil Milner joins us to talk about the turmoil. Neil, what's up with Oregon?
Well, what's up is still pretty fluid, but we do know that the protests continue, as does the federal law enforcement authorities. Law enforcement meaning Border Patrol and some other places, not the FBI, not regular police. Where the situation stands right now is that it's still legally fluid. So the same question remains as has remained before. Can or may the federal government send in these people to enforce the law, as they see it, to quell violence? And second, if the answer to that question is yes, are they behaving in a constitutional way? Because they still have to behave in a constitutional way. The devil, as the professor that I've been looking at, his work's been looking at, Steve Laddick, says, the devil is really in the details. On the one hand, you have federalism, right? Federalism says that you don't have a national police force. You have, in a sense, federal laws and laws that other 50 states have. Federal government cannot just come in and make state law, and it cannot just come in whenever it wants to. There has to be some reasons, either stated by the Congress or through the Constitution. So that puts a that's the hampering thing. On the other hand, federal troops, federal responses have been used even when governors have not wanted them. That's how we desegregated the schools. There are laws that that allow for that. The military and the National Guard does occasionally get called out. The Minnesota National Guard was called out to deal with the protests in May. So the real question is, so the first question, can this be done, is really still being litigated. There's no answer yet, and I want to, let me just say here that this is more than a legal question, and I so don't think that this is just going to be settled by lawyers and judges. But the first case that went to court, the first challenge to the Fed's authorities to have these troops there was essentially thrown out of court for a technical reason having to do with standing. It's still being litigated. But what we know is this. You are much more likely to be able to send in federal authorities, let's call them, legally, if they're there to protect federal property. So if they're there, say, to protect the courthouse, that's on your on fairly good legal, not necessarily political footing. But the real question is, what can those people who are protecting the courthouse do in order to protect the courthouse? For example, and this is where the devil in the details. Can they? How far can they chase protesters? What can they do to protesters? For certain, they can't violate the Constitution. They can't violate your rights to search and seizure. They can't arbitrarily arrest you. That's pretty much where we are legally right now, and that's going to be litigated. But on the ground, what's happening is very important to understand, and that is, as the Trump people, including our Attorney General, keep labeling these people on the streets as protesters, as anarchists, and as taking over the old issue for that African Americans were mostly interested in, just simply creating chaos, which is a nice way to label your enemies. What you really see on the ground is a whole increase in protest by such anarchists, in quotes, as a group of mothers leading the march, holding arms. And so part of the question here has to do with how President Trump operates, and that is that the real question is, is this the right thing to do? Now, that's a political question, right? It's definitely a political question. Trump doesn't think in terms of what are the norms. The norms in situations like this generally are that you're pretty cautious about using federal authorities. For example, the military has been pretty open about trying to convince the president not to use military presence to deal with these protesters, because the military sees all kinds of problems with that, not the least of which is a lot of the military is made up of the same kind of people that are protesting. So that's part of it. So the question of is it legal? The answer is the devil's in the detail. The question of is it the right thing to do? I think that's more of an open question. But I think people have to be very careful and very skeptical in allowing the Trump administration and, say, Fox News, which pretty much follows that formula, to define these people on the streets in a certain way.
Well, from what I've been reading, I mean, early on we saw that they were making arrests and they didn't have any identifying uniforms on, so he didn't know who was whisking you away in the car, right, or in a van.
Well, that's right. I mean, that starts sounding a little bit secret policey, right?
Exactly.
And that's what I meant by the second question. Even if they have the constitutional authority to be there, the federal troops, that doesn't, they still have to follow the same kind of constitutional rules that that anyone else in authority would have to follow.
Right. So are they behaving?
Behaving in a proper way? And the answer is there's certainly been enough situations where they haven't. But, you know, it's far beyond that kind of thing. If you just step back and saying you have federal troops, federal authorities, they're not really troops, who are not trained for riot control, being in this kind of situation, you have an increasingly passionate set of protesters, and there's no indication that the protest is becoming more limited. You're asking for a lot of trouble because there's a lot of research that says that hardline approaches to breaking up protests simply makes matters worse. So I guess what I'm saying is this, that people have to try to get real about all of these kinds of protests and look at what's actually happening and to understand that the language that the authorities use in favor of sending these kind of troops in is very important to understand to see how loaded it is. Don't take political language for granted. You should never do that anyway. Take a closer look at Portland. But this is clearly going to continue. And one other interesting thing is, in some of the situations now where Trump says he's going to send in more federal authorities, for example, Milwaukee, he's doing it in a way that has a more limited brief, that has a more limited set of what they're supposed to do early on. They're supposed to look at gun violence. And I wonder if that might happen in some other cities where the people may be more, the political officials may be more willing to have them in. On the other hand, that's not happening in Chicago. The mayor has been very clear she doesn't want their help. And that's where it stands. This is another situation, by the way, where police unions become totally involved in politics because they tend to take the side of having more federal authority in there.
Yeah, but I think, like you said, how are they behaving, right?
I mean, that's got to be an issue, regardless of whether the feds can be there in the first place. They've got to behave in a certain way, and it's not all that clear to me that folks who sent in the federal law enforcement people are really all that concerned about that part.
Yeah, it makes me nervous when I hear about journalists who are clearly labeled as journalists getting hit by paintball guns and other observers that are being gassed. So,
the ACLU, in fact, has a lawsuit filed on behalf of journalists in Portland along those same kinds of issues, because there you really are raising a freedom of the press issue that's much, much more pertinent. That's their way into that case.
Right, and then the developments today, they have reached a tentative agreement that they're going to start to pull some of those federal agents back and that the state troops will come in and help protect the courthouse there.
Well, that's interesting. The state troops would probably be, I don't know, it might be that he'll activate the National Guard. I didn't see that particular clip that you're talking about. Did he say the National Guard, or there really isn't an active state police in Oregon? So that may be the way that reasonable people are trying to deal with this. But the idea that protests are going to go away because folks start to say, you know what, maybe you should compromise and back away from the federal buildings. Maybe you should do some other things in order to keep the president, in order to kind of blunt President Trump's actions.
Thanks so much, Neil. You know, we have been talking with Neil Milner, retired professor of political science and our contributing editor of our segment, The Long View.